everyone, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Tara Chu, a Vietnamese living abroad dreamer who wants to share her thoughts with the world. The ability to find your purpose and contribute that every day, I think, is the most meaningful gift you can do. So sit back, relax, and let's start our discussions. Probably you're gonna run down the 2021 New Year resolution list. Yes, it will be easy to list it down, and you're gonna have a long list of must-go travel destinations, maybe a new job, career switch, or keep track of your physical health properly. But honestly, I found it tougher to follow through all the things that have been listed, written, or set. So may I suggest a different view to go into 2021? Taking a step back for true reflections, 18 plus and uncut, you know what I mean? About own up and down the challenges, struggles, and achievement that 2020 has offered. An honest reflection that I have observed is that happiness is not coming from money, physical beauty, or sex. Now I know you're probably gonna think, oh my, this is not something new. I have knew all about this, Tara. Don't be so cliche. I know. I thought that too, and that I have nothing, you know, against it. And I have known this all along, living and breathing through this mantra. But how many times you have downloaded, delete, and re-downloaded Tinder apps from your phone, or Bumble, or any other dating app for this year? How many times that when you look at beautiful Instagram photo and you're thinking like, I wish I have their life, their body? And how many times you always want a stock market, now we talk about financial, to going up and looking at the green sign across the board and think, those traders must feel awesome. They're probably gonna be so happy. I have gone through all of that and feel pretty bad about my life, as an honest confession. There are moments of excitement and lavish life over luxury bars, five dining restaurants, and the most famous nightclubs, or like with the most beautiful people around. It was really fun indeed, but that lasts for a moment. I felt completely empty after or even the next day from a hangover headache. It sounds dreadful now, but I am actually grateful to experience all of that at the early age. To have the youth, time, energy, and money to afford that comfortable lifestyle and come to a true realizations. Those are not my fundamental purpose, nor spark my joy or fulfillment in my life. Now, probably your question is, what made you realize that? What happened that changed your perspective? Recently, I have been extremely lucky to travel back to Vietnam, my motherland, the country where I have grown up and spent the first 18 years of my life. It was amazing to spend time with family, loved ones, and working from home. So there are a few significant events happened that shake the core of my inner soul. One of it today I can share with you is I spent 14 days in a military camp and befriend with a hooker, a cafeteria server, and a housewife who support her husband daily at night on his delivery truck. They are the best people, most pure of heart, and passionate individuals that I have ever met. I couldn't tell how much valuable time and lesson that they have taught me over the period of 14 days that they might not even aware of. So let me share with you more context about our living conditions. We do not have access to the outside world and living with three strangers. Old woman, of course, in a woman of a, on a wooden bed without any mattress. Luckily, there are mosquito nets to protect us from an old interesting insect that I never have seen in my life. Our daily routine involves wake up at 6 a.m., receive breakfast daily at 7, gather together to make coffee, which has been sent in from my parents. You don't know how valuable instant coffee is while in the camp. It's literally being treated as the most pricey commodity that everyone desires. That's a usually joke about. And then we gather together for lunch, we share food and talk about our background, family, and life story. We make another wooden flat as a table to place our rice. It's dirty, cheap, and humble, but it was the best food I ever had for a while. Maybe it's from the environment and the people I'm being with. So I gained 2 kg afterwards for the context. I will skip the common toilet or other stuff since it might be too uncomfortable to some. But a gem that lasts with me forever is evidently their life story. I will name names and I want to respect their privacy because I have high respect for all of them. So I will use B as a representation for the hooker. B is full of life. She's fun, extremely open soul. She comes to this job to support her 9 siblings and a single mom, seeing her dad pass away from catching fish in the oceans with his bare hands. And all of a sudden, a boat anchors spare straight through his chest by accident, leaving his entire family back in the lane in shock. Since then, she needs to do all different jobs to provide to family and support all of her siblings finishing school. When you met and interact with B, you will never know the same woman is a person with this story, because she is so fun, full of light, unique, and positive energy. I respect the way B treating other people. I admire her strength and ability to be in high spirits despite how hard life has thrown at her. I love her dedicated soul and ability to create happiness instantly among our quarantine girls group, and teach me that your job doesn't define your dignity and the respect you can earn from other people. As well as happiness doesn't come from lavish stuff, it's coming from regular daily moments when you hurt into it among the right people. I felt deep gratitude coming out from these girls. They're willing to share their food, a piece of cookie, or even shampoo at the most scarcity environment. Until now, when people asking me, how was your quarantine camp? I'm so sorry to hear that. It must be really tough. I always share with them in a high spirit manner. This was one of the most unique and fun experience that I have ever had. It's like a nature retreat that I have never been able to experience. That helped me to find my soul. So it's a soul searching trip, and we all laugh about that. Indeed, this is the most memorable experience in my life, with so many lessons that I will take with me to different and every corners of the world. So I feel super blessed and appreciate to stay at home and look at memes right now, with a roof over my head, with people still reaching out through calls, chat, messages, and email to check in how we are. And to have a job with full support at the moment compared to other life story or people that are facing difficult situation nowadays in different parts of the world, like US, for example. So that's what I truly felt and reflect coming into this year. How about you? What is your definition of happiness? And what are the most meaningful things for you right now? Maybe a peaceful walk in nature, or just have a full family gathering with your beloved uncles or cheeky nephews? Think about it and share with me your observations. I'm great to have the discussion with you today, and definitely join me next time.